Lord God, yes, you have made us your chosen people as you called Israel out of slavery, out of Egypt. You've called us by your Son, by his death and resurrection, out of our Egypt and into the freedom of the promised land of peace and forgiveness in him. And show us what that looks like today from your word, and continually feed us and form us. In Jesus' name, amen. What have you done for me lately? Has anybody said that to you? Hope it wasn't a boss or a supervisor. Have you ever said that to somebody else? What have you done for me lately? Or thought it? Janet Jackson had a popular song in the mid-1980s, some of you might remember that, with that title, What Have You Done For Me Lately? And in her song, she talks about a relationship that maybe felt like it's gone a little stale. And so the words are things like, hey, we used to eat dinner together every night. You used to care so much for me and do all these nice things. What happened? And then it returns to, what have you done for me lately? I think when it comes to God, that is an attitude we are often finding ourselves having, at least I do at times. We look at God and say, what have you done for me lately? When something goes wrong, we can quickly turn on God and say, hey, where were you? Why did you let this happen? You don't love me anymore. What's wrong with you? And we can forget all these other things that God has done and been faithful to us in our whole lives and look at the one thing that's going wrong and then say, God, what have you done for me lately? Well, that's exactly what God's people do right after they leave Egypt and find themselves in what we found in Exodus 16. It's exactly what God's people do. And I think God's people have been doing that over and over ever since. So last week we talked about the Exodus and Passover. Today we're going to continue that and talk a little more about Moses. Moses is God's chosen person to lead Israel out of slavery in Egypt. And God uses him to do these powerful 10 signs, 10 plagues, which lead up to Passover. Talked about that last week. And then they leave. Pharaoh says, get out of here. And they finally leave. And it's this massive caravan of hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people leaving what was a type of home for nearly 400 years. And they leave the lush land of Egypt and they go into the desert to wherever God will lead them. So they leave Egypt and they head east. And God leads them when it's daytime as a cloud in front of them and they follow. And then at nighttime as a pillar of fire. And quickly they leave Egypt, they go east, and they end up on the shores of the Red Sea. And they're stuck at the edge of the sea. And by now Pharaoh has changed his mind. I really needed those slaves back. And so he sends all the chariots roaring after them. And so now, God, what happens at the Red Sea? God miraculously parts the water, and they walk across on dry land, and God saves his people yet again. After he saved them in leaving Egypt, he saves them again now on the shores of the Red Sea. And then they head further east into the rugged, hot, red, and rocky Sinai wilderness, which is treacherous, and they can't find water for 3 days. And what do many people say? What is the limit if you have no food or water? What's the limit that you can live? Somewhere around 3 days. So they're at their limit. No water in a hot, dry desert. And the people complain at Moses. And then they come to this water source, but they can't drink it. It's very bitter. And so then God has Moses throw this log into this water source, and it turns it sweet. And they can drink it. And so God saves his people again when they're at their limit. And then they go further into the wilderness, and now it's where we read today, they are out of food. And so again, they complain at Moses. Hey, why did you bring us out into this desert to die? We had it so good in Egypt. Egypt was the best. You know, we had meat and food and bread, everything we want. It was great. Was any of that true? No, none of it. They were beaten and oppressed and starving. And yet, how often can we do that? Something goes wrong now, we can look back at another time. Oh, life was so good then. Everything was perfect. And we can even get delusional about another time. We say, oh, it was so great. And then we complain at God and say, what have you done for me lately? Well, then God saves his people yet again, another time. And what does he do? He provides food for them, and they end up calling that food what? Manna. Manna in Hebrew means, what is it? So they look at this stuff on the ground and they say, what is it? Now, how many of you go outside and look at something on the ground and say, gee, I think I'll eat it? But God told them, I'm going to provide it for you. And many names in Hebrew, they're just descriptors. And so they look at this and go, what is it? Breakfast is, what is it? How many of you ever looked at dinner and thought, what is it? You're only allowed to say that if you made the food. But God says, I will rain bread from heaven for you every morning. And so God does. God makes food appear on the ground. And Exodus tells us it's white, fine, flaky, like bread-like substance that tastes like wafers made with honey. What does that sound like? Pancakes. Flaky, white, honey, sure. Sounds good by the description, but it doesn't just happen one time like these other events. It happens every single day. So leaving Egypt, it's a one-time big event. You only physically leave Egypt once, and it has these miraculous big signs. They get to the Red Sea. They're stuck. Another one-time big miracle that God saves them. And then the water, turning the bitter water into sweet drinkable water, that's another one-time major thing. And now God gives this ongoing daily miracle, daily food, which is daily bread. And God says to them then, say, only take enough for today. Don't take any more than you need for today. If you do, it'll rot. And maybe my favorite word in that whole reading, it'll rot and stank, is what Exodus says. Only take enough for today, except Friday. Saturday is the day of worship, and it'll stay on Saturday. Every other day, just take enough. And when you wake up tomorrow, trust me. Trust me that I will provide what you need today. And then when you wake up the next day, trust me again that it'll be there. And then the next day, trust me, trust me. Trust me for today, and then tomorrow, you can trust me for today. And this miracle went on and on and on. 365 days for every year for 40 years while they're in the wilderness. Do the math, that's over 14,000 days that they woke up and God fed them. Each and every day. So God called to them for this. He said, daily trust for daily bread. That's what we're talking about today. Daily trust for daily bread. So yes, confirmation students taking notes. Daily trust for daily bread. That's what we're talking about. And I wonder how hard that is in real life for you and me. To daily trust God for daily bread. It's what the Lord's Prayer, Jesus invites us to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Because God does promise to care for you. God promises to provide for you. God promises to give you strength. And Jesus promises to give you peace beyond anything else in the world that could give to you. But often, that peace and that strength and everything Jesus gives you comes like manna on the ground in the morning. And it's just enough for today. There may not be any extra for tomorrow. It's just enough for today. Daily trust for daily bread. But I'm afraid we often don't want it that way, do we? We want to be able to store things up and say, hey, I'm good for a while. We want to stash it away. In practical terms, we do want our 401k full and loaded when we retire so that we can make plans and have everything we need and it's all good. Or we want to know that, you know, physically we have enough energy to make it through this hard week or this hard season. Or we want our fridge and our freezer and our pantry stocked for a long time. We want God to give us everything we need so that the next, you know, 5 years are all set. And then we say, okay, God, then I'll trust you. When maybe we're just trusting ourselves or our stuff. And the promise of God is daily trust for daily bread. God says, I will give you just enough for today. And if you wake up Monday and you think, oh man, I feel terrible today. I don't know how I'm going to make it through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, God will be enough for Monday. And then on Tuesday, God will be enough for Tuesday. Daily trust for daily bread. God is enough for today, and then tomorrow, God will be enough. Well, so the Jewish people thought, they always thought that when the Messiah came, he would be the new Moses. He would do things like Moses, but only bigger, better, greater. And so they were on the lookout for that. And one of the things they really looked to the Messiah to do was to recreate this miracle of manna in the desert. So hopefully you saw that as we got to John 6 and looked at it. Well, last week we talked a bit about Jesus being our Exodus. Yes, he is. He is. Jesus is our Exodus. Like Moses, but bigger, better, greater. Well, what happens to Jesus when he is a baby? Like Moses, Jesus has to flee for his life. And where did Mary and Joseph take Jesus to flee for his life? They took him to, strangely, Egypt. And Jesus lives in Egypt, and then they leave there and grows up in Nazareth. And then when Jesus is about to begin his ministry, what happens with John the Baptizer at the Jordan River? Jesus goes through the water. He is baptized and goes through the water like the Red Sea. And after being baptized, immediately it says the Spirit drives him out into the wilderness where he is tempted by the devil. And interestingly, one of those temptations then is to turn stones into bread. And then Jesus goes about his ministry. And this happens in John 6. We didn't read it today, but what happens to set the story up? Jesus just fed 5,000 people. He made bread appear, and that's what he's talking about. So Jesus is feeding new manna to God's people. So back up and follow this. Jesus flees for his life as a baby, goes to Egypt, leaves Egypt, starts his ministry by going through the water of baptism out to the wilderness, and then comes out on the other side of that and feeds new manna to God's people. The gospel writers are telling us that Jesus is the new Moses. Jesus is the new, better, greater Moses leading God's people out of much more slavery and much more oppression into the promised land that only Jesus can give of forgiveness and peace with God and renewal of the whole world. And Jesus gives that to you at the expense of his own life. He gives his life to bring you out of the Egypt of your sin and your own oppression. And then as our Exodus, Jesus raises you to new life, and we walk out of that empty tomb with Jesus on Easter. And now each and every day, Jesus feeds you. Jesus is your daily bread. Jesus is your manna for today, and you can trust him today and each and every day that he will give you your daily bread. He will feed you. Jesus is enough for today. But I'm afraid we often kind of want the big stuff, though, like those one-time things in the Old Testament. We say, well, I just really want to experience going out of Egypt, or you know, the Red Sea, or the water, all these big, we look for these big, big, big miraculous things, and when they come and God grants them, amen, praise God, they're wonderful. But for most of us, that's not everyday life. Everyday life is like it was for 40 years, where God brings morning manna, daily bread. Jesus is absolutely enough for you today. Jesus is enough for you to know that your sins are truly forgiven, every single one of them. Jesus is enough for you to know that you are precious and valued to God. Jesus is enough for you to know that who you are doesn't depend on what you have accomplished or what people say about you. Who you are depends on what Jesus has done for you. He died to make you his child, to bring you out of Egypt and into the promised land. Jesus is enough for you today. And if it's a difficult season and you've been through loss or lots of things and you say, I don't know how I can make it through this season or through this week, Jesus says, my peace I leave you, and it's enough for today. Daily trust for daily bread. Jesus is enough for you today. Amen.